We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Faltia spontaneous viewers, that is how welcome is said in Irish or Gaelic, a Celtic language spoken mainly in Ireland. It's a joy to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cables Company Channel 65. In Kotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on WeCam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV. Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Rongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, sustainable energy sources are being offered directly to consumers in the USA. In conservation news, Tibet sees great improvements in ecological protection. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 17th, is Constitution Day in Norway, observing the adopting of its constitution in 1814. One of the northernmost countries in Europe, Norway is situated west of Sweden, adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean and the North Sea. Its gorgeous West Norwegian fjord, Nærøyfjord and Geirangerfjord, are among the most picturesque fjords on Earth. They are also a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. The rock art of Altar, near the Arctic Circle, another World Heritage Site, had thousands of paintings and engravings showing traces of human settlement there from about 4200 to 500 BCE. Some well-known artists from Norway include expressionist painter Edvard Munch and sculptor Gustav Vigeland. May the good-hearted people of Norway have a memorable Constitution Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Tajikistan. In response to an October 2008 earthquake that left damage to a region shared by Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 in emergency aid. Our association's relief team from South Korea conveyed assistance to those affected in both countries, including one disadvantaged orphanage in Karug, Tajikistan. Several weeks later, Supreme Master Qinghai sent an additional $5,300 as a gift to meet the needs of the 53 children at the orphanage, known as School No. 12.
When she later became aware that the school was in need of significant repair and improvement of basic facilities such as running water, Supreme Master Qinghai then donated $50,000 to cover these expenses. The total contribution to School No. 12 amounted to $56,800, which could purchase an equivalent of $1.3 million in materials if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Tajikistan. As in their previous work in the region, our association's relief team used their own funds to travel to the orphanage, where they presented the $50,000 donation along with some new clothes for the children. The director of the school, Miskul donor Mami Dakimova, was very moved by Supreme Master Qinghai's generosity.
Что выражаю свою огромную благодарность мастеру Чинхай. Спасибо.
We join in thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her immense love and care for these precious children in Tajikistan. Our appreciation also to our association's relief team for the prompt delivery of this support. Wishing the best for Principal Mama Dakimova, her staff and the beautiful children of School No. 12, as we pray for humanity's kindness toward one another, creating a bright future for younger generations everywhere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Factory farm waste contaminates humans and the environment. The World Health Organization reports that the swine flu has continued to spread as the number of cases jumped by 1,000 overnight for the second time to a total of more than 8,450 confirmed in 39 countries and 73 confirmed fatalities. India and Turkey just reported their first new cases.
Some researchers maintain that one most likely source of the influenza, as well as other pathogens, is industrial-scale livestock operations, such as the one where the first cases of swine flu were reported. Thousands of pigs are housed along with their feces, which are then subjected to high-speed fans. There, the outflowing air, flies, and excrement all could carry pathogens far from the farm to communities, while degrading the natural environment.
Supreme Master Television spoke with Patty Lovera, Assistant Director of Food and Water Watch in the US, about the pollution and health threats inherent in factory farms, where she pointed out the complex range of health problems that arise from untreated manure.
You know, in North Carolina for many years in the 90s, there was this mysterious illness called Fusteria, and, you know, a lot of people concluded that it was coming from kind of a toxic algae that was really thriving on pollution in the water that came from hog facilities.
Other types of intensive farms, such as chicken operations, likewise have a far-reaching impact on the environment and human health.
A perennial complaint about the water quality in the Chesapeake Bay is the contribution to pollution of the bay made by the chicken factory farms, because they have so much waste and they apply it to fields, but it's over-applied, it's too much nitrogen, it's too much phosphorus, and it's feeding right into the bay.
Does that provide any public health threats in rural areas or in city areas?
Yeah, it does. So, for example, in a big body of water like the Chesapeake Bay, you see the whole balance be thrown off and different types of algae take over because they're feeding off the nitrogen and the phosphorus, and that messes up the oxygen level, that messes up what fish can live there. So you're really changing that whole ecosystem.
Our thanks to Ms. Lovera and Food and Water Watch for your efforts in helping raise awareness of the threats posed by animal farming practices. We continue to pray that the suffering of swine flu is minimized as people across the globe are awakened to the understanding that the simple act of foregoing meat brings health and peace of mind to all lives.
Cholera linked to dog meat. At least 100 cases of cholera have erupted in northern Aulac or Vietnam, with 30 to 40 new illnesses being diagnosed daily. The cases are being linked to consuming dog meat, with the virulent virus also found to be present at the places of slaughter. Cholera is an infectious gastrointestinal disorder that in its severe form can be quickly fatal. We are deeply saddened at the spread of this life-threatening disease and pray for the recovery of the afflicted. May illnesses such as these become a thing of the past, as humans protect the life of every animal and better health is known to all.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Swine flu.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu.
Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning.
Pre-eclampsia. Campylobacter. Clostridium difficile. Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion U.S. dollars a year.
Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion U.S. dollars. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion U.S. dollars spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion U.S. dollars each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Pope Benedict XVI concludes historic pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Completing his Middle East mission of peace, His Holiness made his last stop in Jerusalem, where he visited the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Expressing his belief in a harmonious solution for all in the region, the Pope said, "Let it be universally recognized that the State of Israel has the right to exist and to enjoy peace and security within internationally agreed borders. Let it be likewise acknowledged that the Palestinian people have a right to a sovereign, independent homeland. Let the two-state solution become a reality, not remain a dream. Our congratulations, Your Holiness, for your fruitful visit. Wishing you a safe journey home, as we respectfully echo your wish and join in the prayer for a soon peace among all in the Middle East."
Date Festival begins in Sharjah, United Arab Emirates. The Sharjah Date Festival, organized by the Sharjah Municipality in the Emirate of Sharjah, began last Thursday and will continue to August 15, the week before Ramadan. It is held in honor of the palm tree's new harvest of this versatile fruit, which contains 2 to 3 times the fiber of most green vegetables. Dates are also valued for their easily digested natural sugars and are extremely popular at the end of Muslim fasts. The Sharjah Date Festival also assists local growers by providing the fruit and vegetable market as a venue for the sale of their harvest. What a lovely celebration, Sharjah! May the bounties of sweet date harvest bring delight to all who attend and relish these precious fruits.
Bericht aan de bevolking! Vanaf morgen is iedere donderdag 40 dag! Dus eten we meer gruisel en frats! Geen vlees, maar alternatieven! Andere producten. Dat is niet alleen goed voor het lichaam, maar ook voor het milieu. Elke donderdag, 14 dag, elk zeggen het vuur.
Ghent, Belgium launches the start of a veg revolution. On May 14th, the Belgian city of Ghent welcomed its first of many Thursday veggie days. This trend is being introduced by the large municipality to ease climate change, eliminate hunger, promote health, improve animal welfare, and for the sheer joy of sharing a wide array of creative and delicious plant-based foods.
En als alle Gentenaren, alle mensen van deze stad, zouden meedoen met die donderdag veggiedag gedurende een jaar, dan heeft dat hetzelfde effect als een jaar lang 20.000 auto's op de garage laten staan.
Op het vlak van gezondheid is minder vlees eten goed om minder risico te lopen op hart- en vaatziekten, op sommige kankers, op overgewicht.
The Thursday Veggie Day encourages being vegetarian with a number of activities.
En voor Toegel is het vooral eigenlijk een grootschalige promotiecampagne. We verspreiden 90.000 stadsplannen met daarop de vegetarische restaurants. Er zijn een aantal informatiesessies over vegetarisch eten. Er zijn een aantal kooklessen. En wat we eigenlijk vooral hopen is dat andere bedrijven, personen, ziekenhuizen, scholen dit voorbeeld zullen volgen en op hun eigen wijze invullen.
Indeed, policymakers are expressing interest in implementing this movement in other cities. Meanwhile, citizens are glad to have easier access to the tasty, healthy and animal-friendly meals.
Ik vind het wel lekker. Wel specifiek omdat Stad Gent promoot om vegetarisch te eten, donderdag, veggiedag. En eigenlijk is het makkelijk, hè. We werken hier, gaat het restaurant binnen en het wordt u aangeboden, dus we doen er gewoon aan mee.
Het klantenaantal stijgt wel, ja. We vinden het wel vrij plezant om te doen en de mensen ook. Het is een keer iets anders, dus want ik thuis heb ik vorige week ook al het een en het ander uitgeprobeerd. Ja, je moet toch weten of dat lekker is of niet. Dus ja, mijn kinderen vonden ook wel...
What fantastic news, people of Ghent, Belgium. We rejoice in your city's promising steps toward healthy and a restored environment. May you continue to be a beacon for a kinder, more vibrant earth, one vegetarian meal at a time.
Save our planet. Potential crisis in Coral Triangle. Extending between the Pacific and Indian Oceans, the underwater region that is known as the Amazon rainforest of the marine world is being endangered by overfishing and climate change.
According to a study commissioned by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, the Coral Triangle may be completely gone by the end of the century without immediate measures to save the reefs and their hundreds of thousands of incomparable marine species. Presenting this report at the first World Ocean Conference in Indonesia, the WWF recommended immediate actions, including support from world leaders for the Coral Triangle countries to assist them in preserving their marine environments.
Our gratitude, World Wildlife Fund, for this eye-opening report on the perilous state of the vast coral reef ecosystems. Let us act together swiftly to better care for our oceans, which are intrinsically connected to our own survival.
During a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM, Supreme Master Ching Hai described the plight of the coral reefs in more detail, emphasizing the need to address the root of global warming to preserve all lives on Earth.
There are many factors that affect coral reefs, like coastal developments, water pollution, change in seawater temperature because of global warming. So global warming is the greatest threat as it causes coral bleaching or when temperature gets too high and the coral's important symbiotic algae is lost and exposes their white skeleton, and that's the sign of death for the coral colony.
So we really do need to do what we can to protect them.
Yes, we have to stop global warming, that's what. And above all, and most urgently of all, be veg, go green, to save the planet, to prevent such trauma and to build a bright future for the world, for our co-citizen.
Save our planet. Carbon dioxide levels at record high. Recent figures from the Zeppelin Research Station in northern Norway indicated atmospheric carbon dioxide levels of 397 parts per million, a record high that represents an increase of more than 2.5 parts per million compared to 2008. Climate scientists advise CO2 levels below 450 parts per million to avoid a rise in temperature of 2 degrees Celsius compared to the pre-industrial global average.
There is also an additional concern. Dr. Johan Strom, Professor of Atmospheric Physics at the Norwegian Polar Institute, which collected the data, explained, "What is very worrying is the speed of change. Levels here are now increasing 2 to 3 parts per million a year. The rate of increase is much faster than only 10 to 20 years ago. Never before have CO2 levels increased so fast." Dr. Strom and colleagues at the Norwegian Polar Institute, we sincerely appreciate your work in highlighting our planet's fragile state. Let us take to heart this information in striving for better stewardship of the world that we share with all beings.
Save our planet. Dolphin populations in the Greek Ionian Sea have decreased even in protected areas over the last 10 years, and environmentalists warn that they could soon become extinct unless better measures to preserve them are adopted.
Save our planet. With the help of the social networking website Twitter, over 80 environmental organizations provide information on ways to curb climate change and influence eco-policies worldwide.
Save our planet. US biologist Kirk Olson states that a great gathering of 250,000 gazelles observed in Mongolia in the summer of 2007 was caused by a drought, with the animals concentrating in one of the few remaining green places to graze.
Save Our Planet. US-based environmental organizations report that energy efficiency policies in the southeastern USA could create 50,000 new jobs and save consumers nearly $40 billion over the next 10 years.
I'm Genty the Gorilla, and I'm living on a delicious vegan diet with no animal products. It's fabulous to be vegan. I'm here with an organisational tip of the day. When you make a to-do list, sometimes it's overwhelming to figure out where to begin, especially if you have a long list. What may help is to prioritise using the ABC system. For jobs that need to be done within 24 hours, put a big letter A by them. Put a B by tasks that can wait until the tomorrow or so. Use the letter C by the items that are more long-term. It really works. Happy ABC prioritising. And for your cuddly animal friends, please put vegan on your A-list. Truly, thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Sweden. Our association members from southern Sweden arranged a bee veg activity in the center of Malmo. Dressed as colorful veggies, our association members held placards and shared SOS flyers offering vital climate change information to the public. They also walked through the area displaying large banners and sharing the benefits of a vegan lifestyle. Charity International, a Malmo-based group, also participated. Mr. Ludvig Lidström, the founder and chairperson of the group, explained the importance of being veg.
Och därför måste vi göra allt vad vi kan för att få fler folk att bli vegetarianer och veganer. Det är det absolut bästa man kan göra, både för miljön, för hälsan och för djuren.
We so agree, Mr. Lidström. May more people everywhere quickly unify in promoting an animal-free diet to rescue our fabulous ecosphere and its precious inhabitants.
In sustainable energy news, United States energy efficiency projects are considered. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, has ruled that PJM Interconnection Inc., which controls the country's largest wholesale electricity market, is to include green energy offerings. The goal is to acquire the necessary energy requirements for peak power demands during the summer in 2012. Our thanks, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, for this wise ruling. May all of our energy needs be met through eco-friendly sources which are gentle on our earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, wildlife and environmental protection are improving the ecology in Tibet. We'll just go for a hug, be right back. More comfortable news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, rejuvenating news for an exuberant world. In conservation news, Tibet safeguards her wildlife and environment. According to Mr. Dawa Terrens, director of the Tibet Program of World Wildlife Fund, much improvement has happened in the last 20 years in restoring Tibet's ecology and animal population. Today, there are more than 70 nature reserves, consisting of over 30% of the area of Tibet. The number of Tibetan antelopes has increased from less than 50,000 in 1998 to over 100,000 today. Congratulations, Mr. Dawa Terings, World Wildlife Fund and Tibet, for your strides in eco-protection. May the beautiful landscape, flora and fauna flourish under heaven's watchful gaze.
And now for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Hair Conditions.
Employee, I want to have an hour off to have my hair cut. No, have it cut in your own time. Employee, but it grows in office hours. Boss, oh, no, it doesn't all grow in office hours. Employee, no, but I'm not having it all cut off.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
因应全球暖化趋势，我们人类能够做的就是减少氟氯碳化合物使用，减少二氧化碳排放及祈祷。福尔摩沙台湾台北的 Edna。
Caring Edna, decreasing the use of chlorofluorocarbons and greenhouse gas emissions, including carbon dioxide, can certainly help our planet. It is also known that the quickest and most effective method to halt global warming is to veg. Let's pray for heaven's mercy so that human beings can return to the compassionate vegan diet for the future of all life.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
Benediat Earth, that means God bless in Irish.
May your steps in life be illuminated by heaven's glory. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Australia announces a $102.2 million incentive program to encourage medical doctors to work in underserved rural areas.
ThinkTown, an educational organization in Shanghai, China, is hosting lectures and exhibitions from winning children's picture books to help cultivate children's taste in art from a young age.
Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Saud bin Abdulaziz, Governor of Bahar Region, inaugurates a hospital and several primary healthcare centers, saying that more facilities would be constructed to meet the needs of the region.
US President Barack Obama allocates $5 billion to improve less fortunate schools and ensure quality education for all students.
Speaking at the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland, advisor Najib Abdulrahman Al-Bada of Kuwait commends Yemen's efforts on human rights and honesty in government.
A new measure passed in Australia will offer new mothers up to 18 weeks of paid leave from work to spend more time with their babies.
The American Embassy in Tripoli, Libya, is officially re-established at a flag-raising ceremony with US Ambassador Jean Kretz in attendance.
True Blue Animal Rescue and Blue Bonnet Equine Humane Society in Texas, USA rescue over 57 neglected horses, providing them with veterinary care and proper nutrition.
Saudi Arabia's Prince Nayef bin Abdulaziz, the country's second deputy premier and interior minister, highlights the valued and key role of women in Saudi society.
The government of China is enhancing earthquake alert systems and increasing public awareness of disaster prevention plans to better ensure the safety of all citizens.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.